Now it's been over a week since I've seen or heard from Reed. He never bothered to message me after he left me in front of my apartment, and I never bothered either. I figured it should stay like that since this started with the fundraiser. I don't need any distractions, but lately I find myself drifting off into space, just like I'm doing now, when I should be writing my paper. Reed McIntyre likes sex. He's an addict. But why did he even think to tell me? Is it because he thought I wanted more? Well, I did, but not in that way. I just preferred his company. But now, as I'm sitting here, I can't get over his words. He has sex and pretends it's me. Me! He even wants to rub his dick all over my face. What else does he want to do to me? I should be grossed out by it, but it's so fucking hot. Ugh. I've seemingly ruined the one good thing I had going for me. And when I say one, I mean one. I've never had a sexual partner, much less a boyfriend. It's embarrassing, I know, seeing that I'm 21, but as you already know, I have my reasons. And they are perfectly valid. So when a guy as handsome as Reed shows interest in me, it's a blessing. It's fucking entertainment. Given our history together, I would say that it would be safe to engage him. Right? I feel bad for bailing on our date. The one he'd paid for. He had only been venting, and I had totally shut him out just like those bullies did to him back in high school. I grab my phone and open his chat, sending him a hey, and about a minute later, three dots appear at the bottom of the screen showing that he's writing something. Then it stops, and I feel sick to my stomach because I probably ruined everything. I set my phone down to rethink my life, and Reed responds with,
"Hi, what's up?"
I continue the conversation, and we are back and forth like nothing ever happened between us. But in my mind, I know something did, and I just can't let it slide. Me.
Reed, we need to talk.
Immediately, my phone vibrates with a call. I answer.
Talk about what?
I need to see you in person.
When?
I glance at the papers spread across my bed and shove my pen aside.
Now.
Then I'll see you in 10.
He ends the call and a little part of me feels excited. I feel turned on by the fact that he's interested in whatever I have to say. Honestly, this has never happened with any guy. I've never really felt any sexual or wanted attraction to anyone else but him. And like a child getting ready to go to the candy store, I rush to my bathroom to fix myself and get ready. 20 minutes later, I'm standing in the middle of Reed's living room watching him fetch a glass of water for me. I don't even know what to do or say. When he hands me the glass, I take a sip.
You know you can sit, right?
He says. I take a seat in the chair opposite his.
So, what do you want to talk about?
I'm sorry about the other day. I shouldn't have stormed off. I should have just...
No, it was me. Your reaction is very valid. I dumped all my creepy shit on you in a matter of minutes. I shouldn't have told you that. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
He sighs out loud.
I will fully understand if you don't want to have anything to do with me. It's really...
I like you.
I cut him off. His head whips up.
What?
I like you.
You do?
I nod.
But I said, you did hear what I said, right?
I nod again.
You think about me while having sex?
Think? I get off on you, April. It's sick, don't you think?
I think it's hot.
He blinks up at me.
Is that normal?
I ask. I have no idea how these things go, so my best bet is that people do what they have to do to feel good. He shakes his head and laughs.
No. No, April. What I do is not normal. It's like a fixation on you. Everyone I fuck, I pretend it's you.
Oh.
Yeah.
We sit in our thoughts for some time.
So, what were you doing before you texted?
Studying. Well... trying to get some work done on my paper.
Oh, shit. I can drop you back now if you want.
No, it's fine. I can get to it tomorrow.
You sure?
Yeah, it's not much of a big deal.
Well, what do you want to do? Want me to whip you something up to eat?
Nah, I ate before I came here.
Oh.
He taps his knees with his fingers.
I don't want us to stop talking. I like what we have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I like it too.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, anything.
What are you thinking right now?
He chuckles.
Are you sure you want to know?
It's the reason why I asked, right?
He lets out a breath.
Well, since we barely know each other, I won't say what's exactly on my mind.
Please, oblige me. I'm a big girl.
I want us to fuck.
I clear my throat.
As a matter of fact, I don't want to fuck. I want to taste and feel every goddamn inch of you.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, you're right. We barely know each other, and doing any of that is way out of the question.
Right. You're totally right.
Reed seems a bit disappointed, but he's about to get undisappointed because I'm not about to leave here without feeling some type of way. I want to get off just like I've done with my fingers, but not with an actual penetration. I fear my flesh is too weak to handle anything of the sort. All I know is that I'm not leaving here empty-handed.
Can I ask you another question?
Definitely.
If I ask you to do some things, will you do it?
That depends. Things like what?
I want to see you naked. Well, without all of that layering.
My face heats with embarrassment. Did I just say naked? I point at his navy blue hoodie suit. He smiles.
Well, that can be done. And what do I get in return?
You have my presence.
He laughs.
Well, you did say I was your weakness.
He laughs again, and it's quite refreshing to see him smile. His teeth are straight and so goddamn white.
You? My weakness?
Then his face goes straight.
You are absolutely fucking right.
Reed slides the hood off his head, revealing his unruly, dirty blonde hair. I inhale a breath when he slowly begins to unzip the sweater. Reed sheds the hoodie and my mouth fucking drops. I've seen these things on social media and everywhere else, but never in real life. Reed McIntyre has a sleeper build, like a fucking bodybuilder. He looks so normal with the hoodie, but the moment he rips it off, it's game over. I stare at him, unblinking.
Do you like what you see?
I nod.
I was not expecting this.
He flexes his biceps, and somehow he has awakened a fire within me. My clit is jumping, and it's so fucking noticeable that I squeeze my legs together. I sit back on the couch and peer at him. I think he likes me watching him.
What else?
He prods.
Are you saying that I can make you my puppet?
I say jokingly.
You can make me whatever you want. I'm here to please.
I should stop this. I've never gotten this far with anyone or even myself. Everything has always been about getting ahead in life. But seeing him like this and being here in this space makes me want to do the most. There's no telling if this will ever happen again, and according to my sister, I should live in the moment. I should enjoy life once in a while.
Then take off your pants.
Reed eyes me, and I stare back at him. He drops his pants. He is rock solid beneath his briefs.
I can't help it.
My breaths are noticeably harder now, and I'm afraid that I may be having a panic attack.
April?
He moves to pull his pants up, and I stop him.
Wait.
I breathe.
If this is making you uncomfortable, then...
No. It's just that I've never... You know...
I shrug one shoulder. His eyes widen.
Wait. You're a virgin?
I nod, feeling completely embarrassed for being one.
Oh, shit.
He drags his palm down his face.
I'm sorry, I just assumed you weren't because you're so beautiful and all, and I hear guys talk about you a lot. I automatically thought...
Guys talk about me?
All the fucking time, April. So much that it boils my fucking blood.
Oh.
For the 3 years I've been at this school, not once has a guy approached me. I've never been asked out on a date or handed a note. Maybe I was so caught up in my studies and getting ahead that I never noticed. I guess that explains why there was a bidding war at the auction. I sigh.
You have no idea how beautiful and amazing you are. You have the perfect skin, hair, and God, April. You've got the brains.
Reed crosses the room and sits next to me.
You are so focused and hell-bent on finishing your degree, and I find nothing else sexier than that. And do you want to know what else I think?
I nod slowly.
I think it's fucking incredible that you're keeping yourself pure, that you're untouched. Gives me more to think about, Abe.
More like what?
That I know that there isn't a man on this earth who has touched you, and you're all mine, that you belong to me.
I might as well belong to him, because at this very moment, I am thinking of giving this man my virginity. But I won't, because I'm not ready for it as yet. It's better to remain like this so I can keep my head on while I'm doing my studies. I don't want to get caught up in anything such as an unexpected pregnancy or STD of some sort. I can't allow myself to be trapped. But I can have fun.
You won't have to worry about me, April, because I won't force you to do anything that you don't want to do.
What if I want something else?
Something else like what?
I bite my bottom lip, wondering if I should ask for something outrageous like this. I've always had the thoughts, but to say it out loud, to even ask someone to do it, is criminal.
April.
He prods.
I want to watch you do it.
Reed leans back, surprise covering his face.
Watch me do what? Have sex?
I shake my head.
No, watch you play with...
My eyes drift down his briefs. Reed lifts a brow.
You want to watch me jack off?
Yes.
I'm patiently waiting for him to say no, and it's insane to even ask a question like that. But he stays quiet.
Is that a no?
Reed stands.
I don't think I can ever say no to you, April. I'm just shocked that you would ask something like that. I just never, you know, thought you would be like that.
Like what? A perv?
Fuck no, April. You're in no way next to a pervert. You're more like a godsend.
So, you're okay with me asking for that?
I'm more than okay.
Reed stretches his hand out to me, and I take it, standing.
Come.
Where are we going?
I don't want to do this here. We go into the other bedroom.
Do you fuck your friends there?
I know I shouldn't have asked, but I'm genuinely curious and a bit jealous.
I don't shit where I eat, Abe. If I'm fucking or paying for a fuck, I book a hotel. No one on or off the campus knows where I live, and I prefer it that way.
But I know where you live.
That's because I let you. You're the only one I've ever brought here besides my two cousins.
He pulls me upstairs and opens the second door on the right. It's a bedroom with a king-sized bed, two lamps, and an accent chair opposite the foot of the bed. The lighting is more like a soft yellow. It's quite a cozy small room, to be honest. And I'll take this any day over my dorm. Reed points at the accent chair.
Sit over there.
I gladly obey him.
Are you sure you want this?
Yes.
If it gets too much, then you can tell me to stop.
I know I would never tell him to stop. Reed fingers the waistband of his briefs for a few seconds, then peers at me. My eyes aren't on his. It's dead set on his erection that's hiding beneath the briefs. He pushes it down his legs and out springs his cock. I inhale a deep breath. It's so red and swollen, thick, and long. Reed stays still as I admire him, his bulbous cock.
Just a minute.
He disappears into the adjoining bathroom and returns with a towel, spreading it across the foot of the bed.
Are you comfortable?
He asks.
Very.
Good.
Reed takes a bottle of clear gel and pumps it onto his dick just before wrapping his fist around his length. He begins massaging in a clockwise direction, pumping it slowly from the base of his penis to the swollen tip.
You like that?
He breathes. He moves to the side of the bed and mounts it. He's on his knees, hovering his cock over the towel. My eyes are fixated on his hands sliding up and down his slick girth. This is my new obsession. He is my new obsession. Reed McIntyre has no idea what can of worms he has just opened. Because watching him get off on the fact that I am watching him this pure ecstasy. Reed's stomach dips and his hips jerk forward, sending his thrust forcefully through his fist. I cross my legs, keeping them tightly closed to control the throbs between my legs. I don't know if it's the gel or him, but the tip of his penis is dripping wet. I lick my lips as he moves his thumb over his opening. And God, it's sexy as fuck.
Shit.
He moans. I don't even know what's more erotic, watching him get off, or the slapping sound of his fist against his bare flesh. Reed's head lulls back as he quickens his pace.
April.
He moans. I cross the room and stand at the foot of the bed. Reed's body stiffens at the sight of me.
I want to touch you,
I say with shaky breaths. Reed's cold, wet hand reaches for mine. He is gentle. He's careful.
If you do this, then I'm going to come in less than a minute.
2 minutes,
I say.
Fuck.
Two,
I demand. Reed is still holding my hand, and it's so fucking sticky.
Fine,
he grunts. But the moment he places my hand on his cock, he starts hyperventilating.
Fuck. Fuck.
I use this as an opportunity to stroke him, to feel the thickness of his length. His cock is so slimy that I want to lick it. I want to taste him. I want to bury his length in my mouth. But I can't.
Oh God, April, I'm gonna...
Reed gasps when I cover my mouth with his length. He tightens his fist around my dark curls and yanks me further onto him. His dick pulsates, hitting the roof of my mouth. I force him down my throat, hollowing my cheeks. Reed groans out loud, sending echoes across the room. He bursts into my throat and I swallow.
Shit.
I take all, coaxing every bit of him. He begins thrusting into my mouth with pure carnality, palming the back of my head and yanking me forward. How sweet can this man's cock be? I suck him off, teasing and gliding my tongue over the tip of his penis. He's whimpering, weakening. Reed's cock goes dead in my mouth, but I don't want to stop.
April, fuck.
Reed yanks me off and pulls me towards his lips, devouring my tongue and snatching all the air from my lungs. He's gone full rogue, pulling me down on the bed, grinding, biting, claiming my face, cheeks, neck. I break the embrace when his hand slips beneath my top.
Reed!
He flies off of me as if I'm venomous.
Fuck.
It's fine.
He rakes his fingers through his hair.
I got carried away.
But I stopped you and you listened. That's what's important.
What was that?
What was what?
That thing you did with your throat. It made me come in your mouth.
I don't know. I just did what felt right. What felt good to me.
That was fucking amazing, April. But it can't happen again. This can't happen again.
The moment the smile touched my lips, he took it back from me.
Because you're threading in dangerous grounds. I want you to stay pure. I want you to stay focused on your work. If we continue to do what we just did, I will claim you. I will fuck you, ape.
Then I guess I should go then.
I guess so.
I slide off the bed and brush past him, heading downstairs. Reed follows me and he's still butt naked. He looks good. So fucking good that I'm rethinking my virginity. He collects his joggers and slips them over his slight erection. Then he slips on his hoodie.
Let me get my keys.
All I can think about is his nakedness from moments ago. And I don't think it'll ever go away. By the time I get back home, it's almost midnight. I loosen my seatbelt and reach for the door handle, but he stops me.
April.
Yes?
As hard as it is for me to be saying this right now, I want the best for you, even if it means isolating you from myself.
What are you talking about?
When I said I wanted you to stay pure, I meant it. I can't see you again. I'm sorry. You're a good girl, and I'm the worm that gets the apple.
What the fuck is that supposed to even mean, Reed?
It means that I cannot see you again. At least not until you finish your degree. I am a distraction. Something you don't need in your life right now.
What the fuck? Isn't that supposed to be my decision?
Right now, it's not yours. We can talk, but only through calls or text. After tonight, you won't be seeing me, Ape.
Are you serious right now?
As a fucking heart attack.
I hiss at him.
One day you'll understand.
What I understand is that you're a total asshole. I just sucked off your cock and now you're just throwing me aside?
Reed drags his palm down his face.
No, it's not like that.
Never mind. I know exactly what this is.
I open the door and slam it shut, walking around the car.
Goodbye, Reed. And fuck you.
Not long after I get inside, a text from Reed appears. I try to ignore it, but I read it anyway. Reed.
It's going to be fucking hard to stay away from you given my shortcomings, but it's for a good. Don't hate me, ape. You will be my forever addiction, and now I'm yours.
I gape at the last lines of the text, hating the fact that it's true. Reed McIntyre was never my addiction. School was. But now that I've gotten a taste of him, I may never recover. This is also why I could never stop talking to him. Me.
Good night, Reed.
Reed.
Good night, ape.
And now Reed McIntyre lives rent-free in my head, and I might just fuck him by the end of the week.
You have met the end of The Highest Bidder, Part 3. Thank you for listening to Kamaya's Closet. This is the end of Season 2, and I hope you enjoyed this journey with me. Now that this season is over, you can now look forward to a new beginning with Season 3. For updates on the release of Episode 1, please subscribe or follow this channel. Talk to you soon, Raiders. Bye.